WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Federal Reserve today announced its second consecutive quarter point rate cut to bolster the labor market. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell warned a rate cut in December is not a foregone conclusion. And there's the fallout from the government shutdown.
The shutdown of the federal government will weigh on economic activity while it persists. But these effects should reverse after the shutdown ends.
There is a massive cleanup underway in Jamaica after Hurricane Melissa. Ed Rain of Food for the Poor in Florida.
Given the magnitude of this storm, we're not quite sure what we're going to find. Obviously, we're hoping for the best, but we're sort of trying to plan for the worst.
Americans are growing more frustrated as the shutdown enters its fifth week.
Both sides want what they want. Open the government and then negotiate it. That's simple common sense.
Israel's military says the ceasefire is back on in Gaza after it carried out heavy airstrikes overnight. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced a preliminary injunction blocking the U.S. Department of Education from cutting funding for school mental health grants, reinstating funding that had been discontinued earlier this year. According to a press release, the injunction is the result of a multi-state lawsuit filed in June, arguing the agency's decision to cut congressionally approved funding for the grants was illegal. In a statement, Attorney General Call said the ruling was a win for the safety and well-being of students in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Xcel Energy officials are reminding residents to get caught up on their utility bills or work out a payment plan with their provider before the winter heating moratorium begins. Starting Saturday, utility companies will be prohibited from disconnecting heating services for non-payment. They are not, however, required to restart services for residents who have fallen behind on their bills. Anyone with outstanding utility bills should contact their providers to make payment arrangements or apply for financial assistance before the winter moratorium begins. The United Way of the Greater Chippewa Valley is seeking volunteers to help with their annual progress review and grant teams. Organization officials say the progress reviews help them ensure the funding they provide for about 30 area nonprofits is being used properly. Volunteers working with the grant teams review applications to determine where to best use grant funding to maximize its impact. United Way provides about $750,000 in grant funding each year for things like early child development and mental health programs. The Menominee Farmers Market is reminding residents that their indoor markets will begin operating this weekend. According to a press release, the indoor market will be open from 9 a.m. to noon on the first and third Saturdays of the month between November and April. In addition to providing residents with an opportunity to support local farm producers, the markets will also feature live music at the Raw Deal in downtown Menominee. In addition to locally produced food, residents can also find things like handcrafted gifts at the market. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Knicks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a win at home, 121-111 over the New York Knicks. Another big night for Giannis Antetokounmpo, leading with 37 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. NFL, the Packers and the Steelers game drew 28 million viewers, one of the highest rated games in the history of Sunday Night Football. So what did it mean for Jordan Love to have such a strong performance against Aaron Rodgers?
Well, I think it's pretty meaningful. I think that speaks also to the respect that we have for a guy like Aaron Rodgers and the guys that were here and were able to witness and see how he would perform, not only on the Sundays, but also in practice and all that. But yeah, Jordan's shown a ton of growth. We have a ton of confidence in him. And I thought he played a complete game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap, home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Wednesday afternoon, a light northeast wind, and high temperatures warming into the middle 50s. Overnight, a few clouds roll in with lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky, highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 55.
What's going on with Earl Ingram?
The No Kings rallies across this nation, they reminded me of it was an organization called the Tea Party. Senior citizens were a part of the Tea Party. And there are a lot of senior citizens involved in the No Kings rallies.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, What's Going On with Earl Ingram. Find the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, how to not get burned by the same old insurance games when it comes to Medicare Advantage, which really isn't anything like regular Medicare.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is 93.5 The Tap.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board, a producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, October 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
That's right. Camel has made the trip. I wonder what camels go as on Halloween, Zommers.
I don't know. Maybe they just try to disguise the number of humps they have and have like
that's good.
One or two,
right?
You know, put a sheet over the top.
A bicameral, not bicameral, but bi whatever. The two hump camel tries to make itself look like a one hump camel,
right.
And the one hump camel adds a hump to make it look like a two hump camel.
You know, the fact that we don't remember the names right. or the types of camels after they wrote us a sternly worded letter about, you know, discriminating against different types of camels.
Right.
We're bad camel people.
Yeah, but we love camels on this show. We're pro camel.
We're just forgetful. Okay, don't write us another angry letter, please.
Glad to have you along. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project. You can find them on Substack. It's Trigvi, TRYGVE, Olson, OLSON, .substack.com. Says he has a hot new Substack dropping this afternoon. So check it out. TrigviOlson.substack.com. And Patrick Jerome Kreitlow, better known as Pat Kreitlow over the air. That's one thing I love about Pat is so many people broadcasting, they make up names. They don't use their real name. They want, can I have a radio name? I pattern my Johnny Carson was not, by the way. Not that I think I deserve to be in the same breath of these people, but as people that I looked up to and said, wow, if I could be even a portion of what they would be in broadcasting, Johnny Carson is Johnny Carson. David Letterman.
Bob Uecker.
Peter Jennings, although he was Canadian. I can't be Canadian.
As much as you try, yeah. Yes.
So, that's what it is. Yeah, so you just go with that.
You know, if you don't have a fake name, it's easier to be yourself.
Exactamundo, my friend. So Pat Kreitlow is just Pat Kreitlow. And that's enough, by the way. You don't need to make up anything else. It's Pat Kreitlow, and you can listen to him every morning from 6 until 9, every morning across the Civic Media Radio Network. Now, I'm sorry I didn't say this earlier, Zommers. Too late. We can't see it. But what I love about this time, this week, particularly being here in Madison on State Street, is it's kind of a... You know, some of these people, I don't subscribe to this, by the way, but a lot of people are all, ooh, it's my birthday week. Hey, we've gone from birthdays to my birthday week. Now it's week. Oh, it's my birthday week. And people want to do things for our month. Look, one day is fine. It's great. But now here in Madison, ooh, it's Halloween week. And so in the midst here on State Street, as we look out the window, most people are dressed as they would normally be, but every once in a while, you get somebody in a costume. It's a little bit like downtown New York, where you see the Spider-Man or the Cookie Monster or Elmo or whatever, but you get these kind of people just dressed up, and you think, well, is it a costume, or is that what they really are wearing?
Well, here, they're just doing it for fun, whereas in New York, they'll try and take a selfie with you and then force you to pay for it.
Don't I know it. I think I told this story before, but when my sister and I were in New York, not the costume, but some guy came, oh, hey, dude, I just made a new CD. You want to listen to it? And being the Midwestern nice guy, I'm like, sure, I'd take one. That's great. And then he's like, that's $15. I'm like, no, I don't need it. They get you coming and going, as they say. All right, 10 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for another Wisconsin fun fact.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of beauty, with your hillsides and your plains.
That's right. Wisconsin, land of my dreams. Wisconsin's official state ballad. All right. Wisconsin fun fact for October 29th. On October 29th, 1926, Milwaukee County purchased the land which would become General Mitchell Field. Special attention was paid to ensure parking would always and forever be a nightmare. And that's another Wisconsin fun fact. Ever tried to park at General Mitchell Field?
Yeah, it's not great.
not great at all. Fine airport. Love the. And by the way, whenever you go to General Mitchell Field, you go through the TSA line, and then bada bing, bada boom, you put your pants back on in the recombobulation area.
You had to remove your pants?
Not fully, but your belt and sometimes.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
As the kid, is it sagging? You don't want to sag.
You put your shoes back on.
Yeah. So you get recombobulated at the recombobulation area. Casper asking me, I request that you guys play that entire song from now on, please. It's so lovely. It's a lovely song, but it's time.
It's like 5 minutes.
It's time, Casper. We're out of time. We always, it's kind of like Matt Damon making an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm sorry, we've run out of time. All right, lots to get to today. Should we get right into the thing, or should we do a little bit more news, Summers? What do you think? Your call.
Let's do what's worse.
All right, very good. It's almost 13 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for what's worse. Let's go.
This or that. This or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can
time once
with
again
that.
For what's worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news talk stations, sports as well, across the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. I talked about this on the show week before last. Lukester, the great Luke Mathers, our immediate boss, he took himself a well-deserved vacation with his lovely and talented wife, and they took their dogs with them. That's a whole other segment we could do. And so while I was gone, people who know me, I tend to be a nester when it comes to my desk. And it's a filing system. It's like a top of your desk filing system. And my former boss, Dale Schultz, one time just went off on me. And he said, that looks like a nest. It looks terrible. He goes, that's a rat's nest. He goes, you couldn't find anything in there if you wanted. I said, what do you want? And whatever it was, he said, find this. I went, boom, there it was. And he just shook his head and walked away. And he said, well, it still doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good. But if it's effective, you know, whatever.
So anyway, and I know this about myself. It's one of my living with ADHD and dyslexia. It's one of the things we do. But still no excuse. And I share this space with you and with Parker Olson of the Mornings of Pat Kreitler show and Luke. So I thought, okay, I'll clean up my desk while Luke is on. And I did. I mean, it looks much better.
It does.
If I do say so myself.
The nest is pruned back to a great degree.
But I got a couple. There's so much paper. I got a couple of paper cuts, as does happen when you handle lots of paper. So today's category, what's worse, paper cut or a sliver? Paper cut or a sliver? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, a paper cut or a sliver? Also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, get it. Because rumors are, whoops, I just ran into the microphone. Sorry about that. Rumors are flying around, Zom. A lot of people are saying that there is another holiday edition of Civic Media's Text to Win contest coming up shortly. And the only way that you can participate is through the Civic Media app. So get yourself prepared, and then you can interact with us as well. Go to your Apple or Android device. Go to your app store, that's APP store. In the search bar, you put in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. You click on that and open. First 10 stations are the ones that we're on. So check us out, Civic Media app. Text us on there. Also, you can text us on the YouTube channel, on Facebook, on what used to be Twitter, on the Civic Media, or at All Ball Show pages. What's worse, paper cut or sliver? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Back in the old Driftless on WRCE in Richland Center, Whistler calls in. Whistler, paper cut or sliver? What's worse?
Paper cut.
Paper. Also, what's your rationale, Whistler?
What's my rationale? Well, a sliver, I can pull it out. Okay, right. Still have a sore spot.
Yeah.
But that thin slice of the skin, you get anything in it, it hurts.
See, that's regardless. A great point, right? Like if you're trying to eat, I don't know, anything from a corn on the cob in the summer to an orange. You got that open paper cut, and you get a little acid or whatever in there. Ugh, that's no fun.
Especially if you're eating pickles.
Pickles, all right. I did not know. Yeah, it makes sense.
Very acidic, yeah.
Yeah, very acidic. All right. How's the? By the way, Whistler, how's the weather out there in beautiful Southwest Wisconsin today?
Well, the sun is shining.
Oh.
Wind is coming out of the northeast. Mm. I should blow all these catalpa leaves away, but
it'll be tomorrow.
Hopefully, the wind will do it.
All right. Now there, I like that. Thanks, Whistler.
I should get out and do it.
Well, I like the procrastination. Just let the wind do it.
More fun this way.
Right. Thanks, Whistler. Appreciate you. Listen, have a great day out there, Richland Center on WRCE. What's worse, paper cut or sliver? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Jim, listening on WAUK in beautiful Brookfield, Wisconsin. AUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha. Jim in Brookfield, paper cut or sliver? What's worse?
I would say sliver, and I'd take the opposite than the paper cut, because a paper cut, it's clean. You just put antibiotic ointment with it. You're done. The slivers, you got to get a tweezers, try to get them out. As I'm getting older, I need, you know, glasses. You need a magnifying glass sometimes. You got to dig around with a tweezers and getting it out, and sometimes it breaks off. So I definitely say sliver's worse than a paper cut, which just, you know, put antibiotic ointment on a paper cut, Band-Aid, you're done.
I think you brought up a great point, Jim, a great angle on this, because this is real now, because I used to work at a restaurant. They're literally called finger condoms, where they're like a rubber thing goes over you. So you put like the ointment and the Band-Aid, and then you put one or two of those over your finger. You have to, according to, health standards, because obviously you can't have any blood or anything if you work in a restaurant. So you put these finger condoms on to stop the bleeding. That's like a compression thing as well. So that's a great point, Jim. With a paper cut, you could do that. With a sliver, it just kind of festers. I think that's a great point, Somers.
Yeah. Also, slivers are weird because even if you pull it out, sometimes it still feels like it's there.
Yes.
Like, did I get it?
Yeah.
Were there two? Did part of it splinter off?
Right.
I know somebody who went in to have it removed at the doctor because he couldn't find it. And they like peeled open his hand. They're digging around in there. And they're like, well, must already be gone.
No.
Yeah. That wasn't a fun time.
Not a good time had by all. Len in Madison on WMDX says, assuming the sliver can be simply pulled out, the paper cut is worse as it opens up more skin surface. All right. But I think that's the key there, Len. Has to be safely pulled out. Brett in beautiful Brown Deer, listening on WAUK, Milwaukee, Waukesha, says crazy glue, a paper cut. Yes, I've done that before, Brett. That's a great tip you can use. Come on back. We'll take more of your calls and texts. What's worse, paper cut or sliver on the Civic Media Radio Network?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 22 now past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zomers on the board. What do you dial up there, Zomers?
Wrapped around your finger by the police.
By the police. That's, I couldn't think of who did that. Always on top of it with the song selections, wrapped around your finger. I don't think you want either one of these. I guess you need a Band-Aid wrapped around your finger.
Right, after or the finger yeah. condom to keep your blood out of the
yes,
food.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. What's worst category today, paper cut or sliver? Paper cut or sliver? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device or on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, X, whatever you want to call it. Roger, out in beautiful Stevens Point, listening on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids. Roger says a sliver is worse. It can be a beast and painful to remove. I haven't had a paper cut since I last worked at Staples 11 and a half years ago. Thank you, Roger. We should have done what's worse, a staple or a paper cut in your head. You ever done it for stapled a finger or a hand?
I have not.
I came close once. That's a whole other story. By the way, Brett Brown Deer on AUK had that great tip. Be careful. I'm not giving out medical advice. I'm no Dr. Lyerly here. But yes, a little bit of crazy glue can help the paper cut. There's also legitimate medical gum or whatever, liquid gum It's like a medical version of crazy glue to like seal it up.
I mean, super glue originally was developed for medical purposes. Yeah. So there's
like on
there's
the
stuff
battlefield and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. There's stuff you can buy that's less intense than that, but will work.
Don't consult a medical professional.
Don't just go squirting elements in your finger.
I heard on Todd's show that you put a little super glue on my kid, it'll be fine. I mean, A good tip. Thank you, Brett. Len in Madison. Oh, we already said that one. Len, let's see here. I guess Brett and Brown Deer said sliver is worse, especially if it's deep or in your dominant hand. Well, that's true too, right? Hand you write with or whatever. Julie up in beautiful Wausau, WXCO. We were just up there a couple weeks ago. Great Chad Holmes up there. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Julie says a sliver that you can't get out easily is worse because you're going to have to deal with it in some way. I never tell my husband I have a sliver as he'll try to pull it out.
Right, as he'll pull out his knife.
I see it finishes down there. Yes, as he pull, yeah, you don't be digging around in your hands with your knives.
Well, I know what you can do is like use the back of it, kind of like using a credit card, and push it out.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where if you have the hole for the sliver, you go from the opposite side with a credit card or something and push it up.
Again, the message is from the 12th floor. We're not giving out medical advice.
Yes, legally, right. This is...
These are just friendly suggestions. Please consult your local medical professional.
For entertainment purposes only.
That's it, right there. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We have witches and a school bus and something else now crossing the intersection down here. This is fantastic. Kids and their parents. They must be downtown trick-or-treating in Madison. A firefighter. Look at that. You'll love to see it. All right, let's go to Ollie up the North Woods. Ollie, paper cut or sliver, what's worse?
Today you have the Count Dracula. I say the sliver is much worse, especially if it has a big one, where a paper cut will give you the blood.
Thank you, Count Dracula. We appreciate that call from the North Woods. Now, see, that's fantastic. Now we have listeners calling in as characters Get into the Halloween spirit. Thank you. Yeah, well, I'm sure that Draculas would really like a paper cut. You can sink your teeth into it. What's worse, paper cut or a sliver? I think that's what's going on here, Zomers. This Halloween week, people are just...
Yeah, I think so.
I think they're... Yeah. I'm not saying I'm disapproving. It's just... 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, paper cut or sliver? Tom calling in from Wausau on WXCO, a newer listener up there. We appreciate that, Tom. Thanks for checking in. Tom from Wausau says, slivers are worse. I had one that I could not remove. It was there for months until the pressure built up and it burst out through the side of my finger. What?
That doesn't seem fun.
That does. The old line, you know, you really should see a doctor about that. Because you don't want the infection, you understand?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, not medical advice, but closer to real medical advice. If you got a sliver that's not going away, you should probably see a doctor so it doesn't get infected.
Lovely and talented Megan, by the way, she got a promotion. She's now the executive assistant to our CEO and COO, the president, Megan, who's on top of everything. She runs this place like a general. And Megan says, trick or treat on the square. That's what's going on. So thank you, Megan. I appreciate that. It's good to know Megan listens. Because oftentimes you wonder, does anybody listen to the show? But no, Megan does, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, they do the trick or treat on the square during the week to avoid run-ins with people on Friday, you know, so that they can still keep all the businesses open for all the adults.
I wonder what they're giving away for imagination. Aged cheese, is that what they're giving away?
I don't know. Baby Swiss?
Nicely done, Zomers. Baby Swiss. Anything? All right, Zomers, what's worse, paper cut or sliver?
I don't know. I know a sliver is probably technically worse, but paper cuts are one of those things that for me are like nails on a chalkboard or like rubbing styrofoam that just give you the heebie-jeebies. Right. For some reason, thinking about a paper cut just, I'm not a fan of it.
When we started this segment, I was leaning towards paper cuts, but now are worse. But now after listening to our listeners, they brought up some great points. The fact that the sliver can fester and it's in there longer. Paper cuts are much like my dating life. They're done and over quickly. and so I think the sliver is worse. So I'll say sliver is worse. All right. Casper, by the way, checking in from our fine engineering department, says paper cut is way worse. Come on back. We'll discuss some serious news after this. First, a farm report with Pam Yonke on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
The labor shortage in agriculture is growing, especially with recent policies. This led to the start of the Grow It Here campaign. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and part of the launch of this Grow It Here campaign was farmers sharing their experiences with labor. John Rosenau, a dairy farmer out of Western Wisconsin, shares his thoughts on foreign labor. We'll take a listen into that right after this.
Looking for a seed buying experience that's more humanized? Ready to trade a company that's oversized for an independent brand that's right-sized? Searching for elite hybrids that have been optimized? Tested in your geography and localized? Did we run out of words that rhyme, so now we have to use metaphysicized? Maybe so. But if you answered yes to any of these questions, then it's probably time you get Wiffleized. Choose Wiffle's hybrids this season, and let's get familiarized.
Now here's John Rosenau.
The dairy industry has been asking Congress and asking the federal government for years to modernize the immigration system because dairy is specifically excluded from having H-2A employees. And so we rely on immigrants. And right now in Wisconsin, about 90% of the milk that's harvested every day from the cows that are here in the dairy, Wisconsin, or in America's Dairyland, is harvested by immigrants. Without these immigrants, we would struggle. Well, we wouldn't exist, basically, and we wouldn't want to exist either.
From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets closed on this Wednesday. It's a bit of a mix to end the day with cash new crop corn up 2 cents at 434 and cash new crop soybeans also up 2 cents at 1080 1/4. December wheat is up 3 1/4 at 532 1/4 with new crop July 2026 wheat down 2 cents at 567 1/4. Class 3 milk continues to mix with November contracts down 3 cents at 1781 1/hundredweight and December contracts up 20 cents at 1733 1/hundredweight. 40-pound blocks of cheese are up 0.25 cents at 182 1/2, while butter is down 0.75 cents at 155 1/2. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Wednesday afternoon. A light northeast wind and high temperatures warming into the middle 50s. Overnight, a few clouds roll in with lows in the lower 30s. Thursday, we'll have a mostly cloudy sky, highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it's 55.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cam Stevenson.
I don't think we've seen destruction at the White House like that since 1812.
The only people working hard in Washington, D.C. right now are the demolition workers tearing down the east facade of the White House. Let's bring in a whole demolition crew, Cam. That was, right. The metaphor of the year.
It's very symbolic to see the symbol of power in the United States demolished.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She's a chef, a bartender, and a state rep, calling herself the wild card in Wisconsin's governor race. Meet Francesca Hong.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturdays and Sundays at noon.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. It's a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Wednesday, October 29th, 2025. Zomer's in a Halloween mood. So is a lot of other people around Halloween-y.
Yeah. Lori from Hayward says, instead of picking what's worse, I want to pick a tune. Can Zomers find one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater? So thank you, Lori from Hayward. Again, getting into the Halloween spirit.
Look, now we've become a request show, and I love every part about it. Zomers will play your tunes as bumper music. Just give us a call or give us a text. We could do that, Dreen. Now, look, here we go. Out in the street cam again. The Sam Davidson street cam. We have someone dressed as a – is that really an old woman or is it somebody dressed as that?
Hard to say.
Across the street, we have someone with a large silver fish on their head. Hard to see on the stream. I feel like I'm back in my old parade days. Back at UW Platteville, I forget, it was Kevin O'Connor or somebody else. Oh, I know who it was. I can't think of her name. We did the I think it was the Platteville Homecoming Parade or something. And now this show, the first year of this show, because New Year's Day was it was a weekday, and normally we have New Year's Day off, and you were so kind, and we got permission from the Rose Bowl committee out in Pasadena, and my sister and I called the Rose Parade here on this network.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. And we did it all. We got literally had to go to and got permission from the Rose Bowl committee in Pasadena to air the parade, to call the parade live on our network.
They let us do it. They gave us the music to use and everything.
Yeah. And we had to call it the Honda Rose Parade. Or
right.
The Rose Parade presented by Honda.
Yes.
We should do that again. But New Year's Day, but the show used to be in the morning. That's why we did it. It was during our normal show time.
Now we're in the afternoon, so it'd be a little weird.
maybe I could get Jane Matt. Maybe we could do it during Jane's show now.
That's true.
Maybe Jane, Greg, and I call this year's Rose Parade.
We'll have to look into that.
All right. Anyway, it's more fun on. Oh, my sister watching, calling in on Facebook says that was epic, a dream job. Yes, I think both Heather and I, if we could just say we'll do that every year for a living wage, we'll just do it. And more requests are coming in for Zomers for Halloween music, which is fine. That's absolutely fine. All right, let's try this. And I think we've touched on this, but it's been so busy here news-wise, we haven't gotten around to it. You ever see that, like, in a flea market? Somebody knits a round thing, like a pad, and it says around to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
give, well, here you go. You finally got around to it. So it's time, and this is serious stuff now. A sleeper issue for the midterm elections. We mentioned earlier that I believe Professor Charles Franklin is going to be on Maggie's show after hours. I believe. Don't quote me on that. We can check the. Let's do this, Summers. Let's check in with the old content calendar, should we? There's something we have called a content calendar. Oftentimes, we don't put things on it because, you know, Summers and I are. Me, I should say, just
we
me.
We both have ADHD.
Yeah. It doesn't look like today. Doesn't look like today. Although she has Attorney General Josh Call. Now, that's a big name.
And that's tomorrow, yes.
Oh, on Thursday. All right. She has State Senator Sarah Kayeski on today.
One of the only people to speak out against the campus closures.
Exactly. So join Maggie this afternoon from 4 until 6 directly after our program. But I know before she's had Professor Charles Franklin on, and we've certainly had him on this show before as well, talking about the new Marquette Law School poll today that came out looking at statewide races for next year. And the bottom line on this poll is that people are just saying we're not paying attention. But they will eventually. They'll start paying attention. And here now, a little information, what may be a subject, a winning secret sleeper issue in the midterms. William Galston of the Brookings Institution has analyzed polling on what Americans think about President Trump's use of executive power. The findings are encouraging. A solid majority of Americans think that President Trump is operating outside his legal and constitutional authority. Polling results show that Americans are aware that President Trump is misusing his office to punish speech he doesn't like, investigate his opponents, and enrich himself, his family, and his friends. Most polls conducted over the past 2 months find majority opposition to the president's use of the National Guard in cities, with even greater opposition to the domestic deployment of active duty military personnel for law enforcement. Polls show that most Americans understand that America's political institutions were designed to protect liberty and that most Americans like it this way. An overwhelming majority of Americans also believe the president should obey court rulings, even when he disagrees with them. Taken as a whole, the results of recent polls suggest the concentration of power in the president's hands could emerge as a sleeper issue in the midterms. You can find this story online at brookings.edu. That's Brookings, brookings.edu. I think that's good. I think that's, we talk about it on our show. Other programs on this network do as well. And I think maybe, just maybe, what I just read there, the fact that people are like, you can't just take your ball and go home politically or legally. If the courts rule on something, that's it. You got to follow that. We shouldn't be using our military for political purposes against fellow Americans. Most people believe in that, right? And I'm hoping that Americans kind of look at this, Wisconsinites, and then think back, particularly people who may have voted for Donald Trump last time around, because we talked about, Jane Mattner and Greg Bach talked about, other people talked about, Project 2025. To the point last year where people were calling and texting, stop talking about Project 2025. It's not going to happen. There's no connection. And now we know that the majority of Project 2025 has been implemented and more of it is on the way to being implemented. You can check this out. Thank you, Zomers, for putting it up on the screen. Project2025.observer. That's Project2025.observer. O-B as in boy, S-E-R, V as in Victor, E-R.
Currently, Project 2025 is at 48% completion.
Partner halfway, as they say. And not even a full year into the four-year term. As my former boss, one of my former bosses, Scott Klug, was fond of saying, and this is the thing, when you're a young staffer, if you listen to people around you, you might learn a couple of things, right? And you know, we'd be driving, one of the great privileges of being a former staffer is you get to drive your boss around a lot. And so you get to hear their thinking. Have conversations. Klug always liked it when I always had to have a joke ready. He always liked a good joke on the trip, at least one. But one of the things Klug taught me was I'd say, well, what about, don't you think this could change? Or what about this person? And he'd say, Todd, the best indicator for somebody's future performance is their past performance. Best indicator for somebody's future performance is their past performance. Now, that's not to say that people can't change occasionally for whatever reason, and that's great. But I think when it comes to politics in particular, especially elected officials, if they have a record on not just one bill they might have voted on or signed into law, but a history, right? And if you look at Donald Trump's past history, MAGA leadership in Washington, their past history on what they say they'll do, and then they get called out, and they say, no, it's fake news. We're not going to do that. But yet, there's a track record, there's a past history that's what they do, in fact, do. So I hope that And I get it. Boy, do I get it. I mean, we've been saying this for a long time, right, Summers, that one of the great privileges that I have is to travel around the state with this show. And if you listen to people, right, open up your ears, Todd, that what I've heard is I don't want to hear about news. I tune it out. It's too depressing. It's overwhelming. What do I do with it? So every day we try to think, well, okay, well, how much of this can we dole out without people getting sick of it? And how much of it is just kind of more fun and relaxation? But I think if you look at the Marquette Law School poll today, you see that most people are, that backs up what I've heard around the state. People are just, yeah, I know about this person, but I'm not paying attention. But there will come a time next year when people will start paying attention. And I hope, like the piece we just read there, that you think about this concentration of power, myself included, right? Like we think of all this concentration of power in one person, in Trump and Trumpism. And you have people like these MAGA Republican candidates now in northern Wisconsin in the 7th Congressional District, when they lead with, I'm running for Congress to advance Donald Trump's agenda. When I'm running for Congress because I want to, you know, MAGA agenda. Look for candidates who say, I'm running for Congress for the people of the 7th District, or plug in your district where you live. I'm running for Congress because the people in my community and the state of Wisconsin are paying too much for food, too much for health care, and are being left behind. Look at those things first, right? And if you don't see that, that might be a good indicator that, hey, maybe this person isn't beholden to us, the constituents. They're more beholden to one person than Donald Trump or one party's agenda, the MAGA party. And by the way, it goes for all candidates. Don't care what label you're running under. If the candidates are leading with, I don't care, governor, state senator, assembly person, if they lead with something from a party perspective or to a particular individual, that's a red flag, right? Because people should ideally be running for us. That's what you'd think, right? Anyway, thoughts, Summers, on that?
I mean, yeah, I agree.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to just throw it out there.
It makes a lot of sense to, if you're listening to what people are saying, to listen for, are they talking about things that will actually help us, or are they just saying, you know, word salad?
Right. You don't want the word salad.
It doesn't taste very good.
Unless you have balsamic vinaigrette on top of it.
That helps mask the flavor.
If you have thoughts, give us a call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Bob in Sauk City. I love Sauk City. I just kayaked there with Kurt and Florcy a little bit earlier this fall. Bob in Sauk City on MDX says, Todd, you have the best show on civic media. I'm not sure about that, but thank you. Keep up the good job. Take care of your health. I don't agree entirely with your view of Underly, but it's a good point on these issues, I think. Now, see, I appreciate that. Bob, we can always have good conversations. Thank you for your kind words and your listenership. We appreciate that. Come on back with more. We'll wrap it up after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
We were in the bottom 10 states for creating jobs and for entrepreneurial activity.
Is Representative Tom Tiffany right? Does Wisconsin rank among the bottom 10 states in job creation and entrepreneurship? Yes, although not in every business climate ranking. National Business Capital, a business lender, ranked Wisconsin 42nd for starting a business, while Simplify LLC, a publication serving startups, ranked it 43rd. But WalletHub and U.S. News ranked Wisconsin's business climate in the mid-30s, and CNBC and a poll of CEOs both ranked it 21st. From 2018 to 2025, Wisconsin added 63,300 jobs, ranking 40th nationally, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Air pollution leads to higher rates of breast cancer, according to a new study from researchers in Oregon. They found women living in areas with heavy emissions from cars and trucks are more likely to develop breast cancer. The Trump administration recently rescinded EPA rules meant to reduce vehicle emissions. Wisconsin's small farming communities bracing for the end of federal food share benefits. Not only do thousands of rural residents rely on federal food assistance, about $120 million of Wisconsin's food share benefits are spent at local farmers markets. Bragging rights for Wisconsin apples, an organic orchard in Washington County named one of the top 10 apple orchards in the country by USA Today. Peck and Bushel Fruit Company in Colgate is the largest organic apple orchard in the upper Midwest. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
That was a little too Santa-y. Sorry.
That's not so fun. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock, at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, check of weather. Mike Clemens in, our great sports reporter. Badger basketball team exhibition game tonight against my alma mater, UW-Platteville. Guard on guard. Greg Guard against his brother, forget his first name, Coach Guard against Coach Guard, who coaches at Platteville. Both teams ranked right now in the respective division. Should be a good game. Good game tonight. So look at, you could hear it on the Badger Radio Network on several of our stations here on the Civic Media Radio Network, including WRCE, home station in Richland Center. Dial it up. Badger is taking on the Pioneers tonight. And then after sports report, Mike Clemens, another great edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, followed by a great edition of Pete Schwabinator. And boy, do they get into it on that show. Everything and anything you can imagine. You never know what's going to come next. So tune in from 6 until 8. You might hear a wonderful promo about certain male body parts.
Only if you're listening at night.
Well, it's one of those nighttime promos that they make summers do. By the way, the music coming in from the break there, by request, Summers is now your request DJ, and I love it. Our very own contributor and friend, former colleague, Jeff Perry, says, how about this, Aaron? Graveyard Theme by Vince Guaraldi. It's from the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I will say, it's funny, his autocorrect changed it to Vince Guardrail.
That's fair. That's really funny. No, Vince Guaraldi. Yeah. We see, I'll see if we would have been thinking, Zomers, if I went, we could have recreated without a script. And Perry will remember this. on the old Late Night and then on Late Show with David Letterman. This time of year, Jeff would know, it was either the Wednesday or the Thursday or whatever before Halloween, they would have a shtick where there'd be a door and Letterman on the stage and there'd be kids. I think they're usually kids that were on staff at Letterman shows, and they'd have some sort of a costume, and there'd be a joke and a bit about each one. And we could have had these kids from real life kids on State Street come up and come through our door and give them trick or treat candy.
We could. That would be pretty fun. You know, as long as the parents
not
are there.
Not gonna happen, but it was a good idea. These are good ideas that never happened.
There are a lot of those.
There are. Speaking of that, our new quasi unofficial segment called Here's What We Didn't Get To Today. This is real. Here's something we did not get to today. The FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, voted to increase cell phone rates in prisons. I think to yourself, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, there by the grace of God go I, right? Like, we never know. I don't know anybody personally close to my family has ever gone to jail. But look, people make mistakes in life. And they got to go for a period of time. They have families. And the point is the kids, particularly young kids, are left without being able to talk to their parents or that sort of thing. And how does it really help somebody rehabilitate if they're just kind of isolated, right? So that was the story we did not get to today. Maybe we'll come back on that later. Mike Johnson, a little Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, scoffing at a minister who was shot in the head with a pepper ball by ICE. We talked about that incident earlier on, but Mike Johnson blowing it off, saying, oh, I never saw that. I never saw that.
Of course not.
Right, exactly.
Because he closed his eyes.
Here's one that I am going to follow up on. It's disturbing as hell. Video this morning, all over social media, and I'm trying to be very careful before I say too much on this, but I have at least confirmed this video is real. And it was at a Menards in Cicero, Illinois, where apparently ICE or Customs Border Patrol agents smashed this guy's, pulled up, blocked him in at Menards and smashed his windows and drug him away with no identification, no charges. ICE just kidnapped this poor Latino guy in a Menards parking lot in Cicero, Illinois. Disturbing is an understatement. Our old friend Jeannie Pirro, remember her? Remind me, we're going to dial up some Jeannie Pirro from Saturday Night Live.
Where she's just extremely drunk.
Because she's done this for real on Fox News. Jeannie Pirro is got her bee in a bonnet here because she kind of got caught that some people that she signed an order for in Washington, D.C. courts, this reported by Scott McFarland, CBS News, a great reporter, regardless of what's going on at CBS right now. Jeannie Pirro signed some order in which she basically said that these people and Donald Trump started January 6th. And now she's firing. Now they're firing people, the prosecutors who want to put this in the court. And this guy was convicted, by the way, of a jury of his peers. So Jeannie Pirro is going to be opening up a bottle of Chianti tonight. She's gotten herself by doing the right thing. Now she's done wrong. These are things we simply did not have time to get to today. We're going to do, remind me of this tomorrow. From Alabama, this is fantastic. A high school football coach got his kids around his car after practice. It was optional, but looked like the whole team was there. And he taught his football team how to change a tire.
Oh, that's cool.
And I thought, how cool is that? That, you know, like myself, came from a divorced house. You know, my dad never taught me how to change a tire. My mom knew how, I think, but just, I don't know, she might have kind of told me tangentially. But here's a coach that's like, hey, we're more than winning, losing football games. We're going to teach you a skill.
Yeah, if so you I have thought that opportunity.
Right?
You never know what kids have, what their life is like at home. Yeah.
And tomorrow we'll talk about a test for U.S. citizenship. Can Todd pass it? Zomers and you. All right, stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Thanks for being on with us today. Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings every morning from 6 until 9 on Civic Media. And to all of you for listening, Todd Allball saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Keep banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. An Illinois jury has convicted a former sheriff's deputy of second-degree murder in the shooting death of Sonia Massey, a black woman who called 911 after seeing a prowler.
It was very quick. We were there for all of 5 minutes.
CBS's Jerika Duncan was in the courtroom.
I heard people saying justice did happen today for Sonia Massey. So you have people that are a little split, people in that crowd that were in tears, but obviously in some ways, depending on who you talk to, this is justice for Sonia Massey because a officer, a former deputy, was charged with second-degree murder, which is very rare when you look at the history of these police-involved shootings.
Massey was holding a pan of hot water she'd removed from her stove when Sean Grayson shot her. He argued it was in self-defense. He will be sentenced in January. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.